from San Diego, California, it's the Frugal Life Podcast with your host, Ricky Hershey.
Welcome back to the Frugal Life. So in the next few episodes, I think I'm going to do a few kind of responses or kind of thoughts on some of the big voices in personal finance and kind of share my opinions on what they teach. The first person I want to talk about today is Ramit Sethi. I think that's how you say his name. He's the author of I Will Teach You to Be Rich. And he really talks about how you don't really have to decrease your spending to be rich. The most important thing is making more money. And he loves using the example of lattes, that you can buy as many lattes as you want. It's more important to go and do something that increases your income, like negotiating your salary. Now, in some ways, I agree and disagree with his perspective. I think his point on the value of increasing your income is pretty accurate. Like he says, the amount of money you might spend in lattes really isn't that much. But here's where we start to disagree. And that is, how many lattes should you drink? Well, I mean, for me, since I don't drink coffee, the answer is pretty simple. But even if the cost of lattes is potentially, like, trivial, how many sugary Starbucks drinks should you have? And here I think moderation and some deprivation is good, right? You shouldn't just give your body whatever it wants. As much as I'd like to drink sugary beverages all day, it's not good for me. And here, take another example, something like Netflix. $15 a month is pretty cheap. Not a big deal. And it can save you a lot of money from going to the movies. At the same time, you always run the risk of overindulging and becoming a couch potato. It's really easy to just watch a Netflix episode and then the next and then the next. My point is, though, really, moderation in all things. And the frugal mindset is just one way to help that. So just because lattes aren't all that expensive, I mean, it does eventually add up to become kind of something. And at the same time, money is a good way to moderate our impulses as well. So I haven't gone in depth. I haven't read the book I Will Teach You to Be Rich yet. It's on my to-do list, and I will read it and maybe go more in depth on the book later. A lot of what he does teach, though, is pretty valid. You should check out his video on negotiating an increase in salary. Chances are it is potentially beneficial to you. So watch that. I'll give a link to that in the show notes. And in the future, we're going to do some content based on some things that Dave Ramsey has said. I've recently read his book, Financial Peace, Revisited. And so you can expect a full kind of review and discussion on that on the podcast shortly. Okay, and then on to the next segment. I also got an email somewhat recently that I thought was an interesting talking point. And here's what the email says. Ricky, here's a fact of life. People who are cheap don't do great in business. When it comes to social media, cheap people will do the following. Never take any action. Outsource the social media accounts to virtual assistants. Blah, 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 blah. I don't want you to be cheap when it comes to Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and LinkedIn. I want to help you build a giant global brand, then monetize it. That's why I'm teaming up with blah, 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 blah to help make you millions. So if you're familiar with this email or just kind of what's going on here, for reference, this is an email I got from Grant Cardone. He is kind of a sales guru. And here he's trying to sell me his, like, social media marketing course for, like, thousands of dollars or something like that. Speaking of which, on my Twitter account, I've been linking some great videos about these guru-type people. So give that a watch. I'll link the tweet in the show notes. And I've seen some other material by Grant Cardone as well. One of his training programs where he talks about how being cheap sometimes doesn't pay off. For example, he says that like bringing your own lunch is a waste because you should be out there eating lunch with potential people that you're going to sell to. And so I think Grant does have some validity in this argument, right? That if you can get out there and have lunch with people that you can sell stuff to, that is ideal, that lunch potentially has the opportunity to make you a lot more money. And I think for most of us who aren't in sales, we don't find opportunities like this. And now, of course, Grant, I think, makes the point that everyone is in sales. You're selling something, whether it be yourself or some product or something. That everyone is in sales, though, is the gist of it. And to that point, I don't have a good response to that. I mean, in a way, it potentially is true. But being more realistic, I think most of the time, for most of us, just going to a restaurant for lunch is kind of a waste of money because in reality, we're probably not going to contact someone. And it's just us being over-optimistic to go. Possibly. I mean, it depends on you. It depends on you as an individual. I know for me, I don't really meet people that way, so I think it doesn't pay off for me. But to each their own, there's not, as someone pointed out to me recently, there is not just one way to do personal finance. Not the same method will work for everyone, so find what works for you and run with it. And I think that's what's great about having so many financial advisors out there in the world, that you can take what they teach that works best for you and run with it. And the stuff that doesn't work for you, you don't need to do. So I hope I'm just another voice that adds to your life and adds value to you, and hopefully doesn't just add to the noise in the personal finance space. And I think these two segments kind of tie in pretty well together. That in essence, both are teaching you to focus more on your income versus your expenses. And again, I think that in a lot of ways, these are valid points. I will say this, though. In general, I think it is much easier to manage your expenses than to raise your income. At least that's my personal experience. And of course, as you probably know, I wrote a book about generating more income. Of course, it's a book about generating a little bit more income, not an extraordinary amount more income, just a little bit more every month with little to no work. And if you're interested in that, that'll also be in the show notes. All right, well, thank you for listening to this week's episode. Let me know what you think. Comment on social media and talk to me. Does it pay to be cheap? Stay frugal.